support for the Alaska Live series of live music and conversation on KUAC is made possible by a grant from Design Alaska. Design Alaska, architecture and engineering for the new frontier. Welcome to KUAC's Alaska Almost Live. I'm your host, Lori Neufeld. Joining me here, courtesy of Summer Sessions Music in the Garden, it's Kinky Slinky. Mary Beth, would you do the honors of introducing your band?
Sure. Well, we're a trio, and we are made up of Bill Schnabel, who plays guitar and sings and writes songs, and John Keach on bass, who also sings and writes songs, and my name's Mary Beth Lee. I play the cello and sing and write some songs.
And you're Kinky Slinky. And we hear the puppets chatting in the garden during this Alaska Almost Live. And if you want to see the magic of this, it's on KUAC TV 9.4 Thursday night, tonight at 7. And also Music in the Garden has those up on their YouTube, so you can go back and watch this anytime.
Yeah, absolutely.
Over here! Hello! And please keep your distance. I'm sure tonight will be very excellent, highly anticipated.
Comrade Puppy, I've been looking all over for you. And why are you talking so weird?
Hey, stop right there! Don't come too close! I might have canine parvovirus. There's a camera over there. You see it? They were in that truck.
What? Hey, Kelly, the camera people came back. Over here. I'm sorry about your parvovirus.
Well, I probably don't have parvovirus.
Hello, and welcome to Trot Theater the Hill. I'm Kelly the Bunny. Oh, we're so glad you're back. Yes. We thought you were gone forever.
The garden has been so quiet lately, but we knew the camera people were perennials.
Luckily, they're out here today. Some very well-hidden creatures are starting to come out.
Even the dragon.
They've been very grumpy lately.
I don't like grumpy dragons.
It was true. The creatures have all come back to the garden. We've got Puppetus Maximus and Minutus both actively socializing. I've got to document this for future generations.
At one point, I think one of the animals says, "You might want to stay away from me. I might have parvovirus." And in this age of coronavirus, your script writer was very clever.
Yeah, we were really excited this time, for the first time actually, to collaborate with an outside scriptwriter. So we worked together with Alex Gagne-Haas, and he devised many of the dialogues happening, including the hyper-intellectual critical analysis that we heard from the Green Monster and the Puppy of some of our songs.
And now, something even more exciting, a band named Kinky Slinky made of thunder and lightning and rock and roll.
Heard a song before that all you need is love, but love is my appetite. Currently engaged in a platonic fashion in a more quixotic quest. Oh yeah, but she's got it going on. And she's the daughter of a mafia don. And she's a prodigy of music and a math. And she's glossy like a supermodel, but she's only my friend. The world belongs to only those who have the guts and fortitude to covet it. Wrap the greedy hands around and thump the chest and shout and then make love to it. So I conjured up an intricate scheme to get her in my arms and out of my dreams. But life's not as smooth as it seems, and I am just a chicken scratch. So she's only my friend. Love, 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 love. Not excited about the fact that eat red meat because I'm a libertarian. She's got a something of a communist eye, and so I figured that I'd give it a try. And I bought a book by Lenin to quote so I could sound intelligent. And this is what it said. All you need is love. All you need is love. All you need is love. Love, love is all you need. There's nothing you can do that can't be done. Nothing you can sing that can't be sung. Nothing you can say, but you can learn how to play the game. It's easy. Well, I heard a song before that all you need is love, but love is a myopic game. I'm currently engaged in a platonic fashion in a mall. Quixotic way, yes. Oh, yeah, but she's got it going on. And she's the daughter of a mafia don. Prodigy of music and math, and she's glossy like a supermodel. But she's only my friend. All you need is love. All you need is love. All you need is love. Love. Love is all you need.
Everybody!
All you need is love. All you need is love. Love is all you need.
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 Love is all you need. Excellent.
What song kicked off Music in the Garden?
We kicked off with a song called Glossy Like a Supermodel. It's a mashup. It's a mashup between, you know, some stuff that we put together and the Beatles' All You Need Is Love. And so I feel like kind of we're right on the level with the Beatles. It's hard to tell the difference almost.
It is, Bill.
Yeah.
It is. I like the word mashup, and I like the idea of the mashup of an original and a Beatles tune.
Well, hello there, all you homebodies. We're Kinky Slinky, and we're here to play some songs of peace, love, and understanding to all of you and to all the animals who've been congregating here in the garden in the absence of human activity.
We're going to play some love songs. We're going to dedicate them. Like this one.
Can anybody find me somebody to love? I wake up each morning and I still can't stand on my feet.
Take a look at yourself.
Look in the mirror and cry what you're doing to me. Been all my years in believing you one day I'm gonna be free. Love somebody,
somebody,
somebody. Did anybody find me somebody to love? I work hard every day of my life. I work till I ache my bones.
At the end of the day,
take my heart and pay all my
loans.
Get on my knees and I start to pray. The tears come down from my eyes. Oh, somebody,
somebody,
somebody. Did anybody find me somebody to love? I work hard
every day
and I try, 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 but everybody wants to put me down. They say I'm going crazy. Say I got a lot of water brain. I got no common sense. I got no one left to believe in.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Somebody find me. Somebody to love. Got no feel, I got no rhythm. Just keep losing my beat.
Just keep losing.
It's alright.
He's alright.
No defeat. Gotta get out of this prison cell. One day I'm gonna be free. Love.
Find me somebody to love. Find me somebody to love.
Find me somebody to love. Find me somebody to love.
Find me
somebody to love.
Find me
somebody to love.
Find
me somebody to love.
Find me
somebody to love.
Find
me somebody to love.
Find me somebody to love.
Somebody,
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 find me somebody to love.
Can anybody find me?
When the truth is found to be
love songs, John?
I know a couple love songs.
Really? Really? I'd like to hear one.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Days are over,
You don't have to sell your body to the night, Roxanne. You don't have to wear that dress tonight. Walk the streets for money. You don't care if it's wrong or if it's right, Roxanne. You don't have to put on the red light, Roxanne. You don't have to put on the red light,
Roxanne.
Put on the red light. Since I knew you, I wouldn't talk down to you. Have to tell you just how I feel. I won't share you with another boy. I know my mind is made up. Put away your makeup. Told you once, I won't tell you again. It's a bad way, Roxanne. You don't have to put on the red light, Roxanne. You don't have to put on the red light,
Roxanne.
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 Put on the red.
Roxanne is a retelling of Cyrano, the windmill, her destructive profession. It is really all about seeing through the exterior and loving a person for their inner qualities. Of course, most will instantly know that love is foolish, but might appreciate the stage lie.
Dichotomized on we, the wisdom of Arjuna, forgiving himself on the battlefield, the red dress a character in itself.
Red, the color of anger and blood. Yet he sings so tender as if to heal her wounds.
In this session of Alaska Almost Live, it is on the radio, and they were filming for Music in the Garden. There were a lot of things going on in the background and in the foreground with puppets and animals and a lot of shenanigans going on during this Music in the Garden. Who wants to talk about the puppets?
I didn't know. Was there something going on that I didn't know about?
John, were you oblivious to the pandas and the...
I was in the groove.
Let me tell you about it. There were bats and pandas and puppies and dragons, and there are all sorts of magical animals in the garden with us today during Kinky Slinky.
Yeah, today we were excited to play in the garden and be recorded, but we also had heard rumors that there were all sorts of amazing animals congregating in the garden in the absence of human activity during COVID-19. So we wanted to scope that out, and we were super excited to have a film crew on hand to capture the cryptic biodiversity that appeared today to dance with us.
Generally, we play to party animals.
So I kind of feel like love is not love unless you have disco involved. So John, give me a disco beat.
Like a garden variety disco beat?
Well, no. I know this is the garden, but not the garden beat, but a beat. Disco.
I heard animals love beats. Maybe we can draw some out.
You got.
One, two, three. Russia. She got that international flair. She's cuffing the MacGuffin to the feet of the nation. She rocked that glitterati hair.
Well, the target only needs to be my back man. A sleeper agent looking for a scar. A midnight mission in a dark and idling back man. I got an armed in gear and a drop dead to run there. Shaking down my assets on the floor.
She's a boogie spine with a golden eye. Trading the grooves, reconnoitering moves. She's a disco fan with an evil plan to dominate the dancing world. Well, diamonds wrap forever around gold fingers, in silver sequins, snakeskin gloves. In spy disguise, she gets the ladies to linger. Inspector of a spy who never loved.
Target on the dance floor, and I'm one step ahead of every spin. With violet velvet leisure suit and glittering platforms, I contracept the law. I serve the coup de grace and tap a slapjack for the win.
She's a boogie spy with a golden eye, with a trade to goose, reconnoitering moves. She's a disco fan with an evil plan to dominate the dancing world.
High time on a Friday night, getting down to the disco sound. On the side like a private eye, working the floor for the MI4. Polly has the blues and the shiny white shoes, rocking them raw with the shock and awe. She nukes the hall like a thunderball, shaking never stirred.
Boogie spy with a golden eye, infiltrating the grooves, breaking order and moves. She's a disco fan with an evil plan to dominate the dancing world. She's a boogie spy with a golden eye, infiltrating the grooves, reconnoitering blues. She's a disco fan with an evil plan to dominate the dancing world.
I stopped being carnivorous before all this. I fly faster now, and my fire scarcely smokes. But every so often, I eat a bee, and the sting reminds me of heat.
You might not think to look at me that there's much more than what you see. Just a girl with a fiddle and a smile. But if you ask me for a dance and pull me close in for romance, then you might just feel something strange after a while. 'Cause I got bones in all my pockets from all the skeletons in my closet. Some are dry and dusty, others freshly charred. Just keep your distance, darling. Stop your wooing and your charming. 'Cause making space for more is getting really hard. Now I know you're probably thinking that your unique style of winking's gonna melt my heart and chase away my blues. But just trust me on the sweet thing. You're too tall for me to hang without running out of room to store my shoes. 'Cause I got bones in all my pockets from all the skeletons in my closet. Some are dry and dusty, others freshly charred. So I just keep your distance, darling. Though you're handsome and quite charming, 'cause making space for more is getting really hard. I've got a custom between my first love and my last. I've got prom dresses from the 80s between the skulls of all the ladies whose men turned and followed me when I walked past. Yeah, I got bones in all my pockets from all the skeletons in my closet. Some are dry and dusty, others freshly charred. So I just keep your distance, darling. Stop your wooing and your charming, 'cause making space for more is getting really hard. Yeah, making space for more is getting really hard.
You should see the bones in my closet.
Bones?
How shall the river mourn Ophelia as it wanders to the sea? That raft adorned in memorabilia slips out of view inaudibly. Who chalked that last meander? Nobody knows. The current shifts and the river flows. Willows weep in silent symphonies. Pillows keep their secrets tight. New lords and ladies breathe conspiracies, obscuring victims of the night. Who chalked that last meander? Nobody knows. The current shifts and the river flows. False choirs of winding waters sing of turbulent tides. Sick sons and damaged daughters, together they ride.
Well, I don't know how you guys feel about that, but I think the rain makes everything better.
Absolutely.
My advice on literary classics that are still relevant today is to keep reading. There are many great books, and you might write one yourself.
Hey!
Stop, thief!
Oh no, not you two again!
Authorship may well be dead, but we're the critics. We deserve first voice on what this next piece means.
I've an essay here. It's only a static.
Oh, no, no. I told you to leave me alone when you were making your critical dialogues. That's a boundary.
Fellow Earth creatures, hello. We're so glad you're here with us today. But what's all this fighting about? We were kind of hoping you would sing and dance with us about peace, love, and understanding. But now that you're here, you're just in time for this amazing song about world peace by Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah, and the song that we did in this show is Crazy Train. And actually, if you listen to the lyrics, it's really about a cry for world peace. You know, he's struggling with the Cold War and the lasting damage from the Cold War. And I think we still are today. And so I still feel like it's really a relevant song. And it truly is about peace and love.
Completely different take on Crazy Train than most would think.
On board the peace train.
I'm living with something that just isn't fair.
the bat was very clever with Ozzy Osbourne's Crazy Train. And that one did not get past me, the fact that he used to do kind of a cabaret situation with the biting off the heads of bats, right?
Yeah, that's right.
That's the rumor.
Yeah. And we may or may not have done that ourselves in the past. That particular bat puppet does have a detachable head, but we thought this was a family-friendly show, so we kept the head on.
You know, with radio, we can say that that bat may or may not have still had its head on. It was just a puppet. When I heard Ozzy Osbourne, he was interviewed by Terry Gross on Fresh Air. You know, people were freaking out. They didn't want their children to go see his shows because, you know, there was some really dark things in it. And he's like, come on, it's stage, it's theater.
Yeah.
And Bill Schnabel, what's one of your favorites that was on the set list today?
Well, so there's this song called Corpse Flower that we have, you know, and it's this really downer song, and it's about addiction and stuff like that. And I was really excited to play it, because no one ever wants to play it. I'll be like, hey, guys, let's go play this downer song about addiction. And no one wants to do it. But the thing about Corpse Flower is Mary Beth has this, I think it's this really cool cello solo in it. And then John, at the end, does this really, really cool harmony thing. And so because that song has two elements that I think you guys like, those elements, you're willing to play it. And I dig the song. Most of my songs are happy and funny, and this one's not. So I don't know if we'll ever get to play it again, but I was really happy that you know, I paid off the band, and they said, okay, we'll do it. And so, yeah, Corpse Flower, rock on.
So, John and Mary Beth, you are rich because of Corpse Flower now, because Bill has paid you off.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I truly do love that song. It's got such, you know, Bill wrote it, and it's full of beautiful botanical metaphors. And the first few times we played it, I just thought it was a beautiful song about the jungle. And then I started, you know, reading between the lines and then finally understanding what it was about. And I think it's even more beautiful for that reason. It's always a joy to play.
Yeah, I thought it was about that flower, jungle flower that smells like rotten meat.
That's what I thought. Well, it's about the
carrion
flower.
It is. It's a really good metaphor. You know, and it blooms every 17 years or something like this, and it's huge, and it draws animals to it, and they end up, you know. Yeah, it's a pretty good metaphor.
I'm so glad you broke it out today.
Yeah, thanks.
We are Kinky Slinky. We have Bill Schnabel on guitar, who also wrote this next song. Mary Beth Lee on cello. And I'm John Keach on bass.
I first caught scent of you, an ancient mystery unkissed. Like a bareback bride of Borneo, an apparition in the mist. Compelling tendrils wrapped around my brain left me indentured to your strange, compelling pain. That's all behind me now. All is forsworn. I'm recommitted and reborn. My ties to you, a silent suitor at your flower, and I fed soft lies to you to reassure me of my power. We whiled away the years under the stifling jungle heat, and I closed my nose to all the rotting corpses at your feet.
recommitted and reborn, free of sin, but still you draw me in.
Absolutely.
Bride of Freedom makes it into this set here on Music in the Garden. And that is one of my personal favorites of Kinky Slinky, because that's the one you chose for the Tiny Desk concert contest that we had. Mary Beth, that's the song you wrote.
It is, yeah. And we were certainly delighted that it was chosen as a Tiny Desk contest winner by KUAC. And you wrote up a wonderful analysis of that song that was featured on All Songs Considered's blog.
Thanks to you, I got to write for NPR Music. That was awesome.
And I consider it a high compliment to have that song compared to the classic murder ballads.
Out here in the garden, your brides were various animal brides also.
Yeah, because I think the concept of, you know, cloning up a bride, the song really revolves around a person who's a little reluctant in marriage and is a really nice person, and so would go to really great lengths to try to not hurt anybody's feelings. And so she clones herself to trade herself out and therefore get out of it. So, yeah, in this particular instance, you know, there's no reason that any other animals who might be out, you know, out in the summer, you know, encountering other potential partners might have the same kind of feeling and seek a cloning service.
Because, you know, but you got some extra time these days in the lab during the pandemic. No, maybe the lab is actually doing coronavirus tests.
Well, I am the director of the UAF Institute of Arctic Biology Genomics Core Facility, and I will neither confirm nor deny that any sort of animal bride cloning occurs there.
Good disclaimer. Good disclaimer, Mary Beth.
But we are located here on West Ridge, quite close by the lab, so who knows? I need to go check the locks.
Go check the locks.
Well, this next one's another original of ours, and it's called Bride of Freedom. The only thing worse than marrying him would be the guilt of breaking his heart. So till he finds another true love, then I'll have to just keep playing this part. He's intelligent, caring, and funny too, and the handsomest guy in the world. But all I really want to do is be an independent girl. But being the bad guy takes a toll on folks with empathetic souls. And there just ain't nothing we won't do to ensure happiness for you. So the only way that I could bear to set myself free was to clone him up another gal that he could love as much as me. Bride of Freedom, come alive, take a breath, oh.
open your eyes. In a test tube you were born, and a true love you'll be sworn. Pride of freedom, treat 'em right, every day, every night. Thaw my jeans and my face, love this man, take my place. So ladies, if you feel like me, a little stifled and confined, I got money back guarantee that you can leave and still be kind. Just take some blood and send it in, and with your DNA I'll whip you up a perfect twin, and you'll be free in 7 days. Ride of freedom, come alive. Take a breath, open your eyes. In a test tube you were born, and a true love you'll be sworn. Ride of freedom, treat 'em right, every day, every night. All my jeans and my face, love this man, take my place. All my jeans and my face, love this man, take my place. Love this man, take my place.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Now it's raining bouquets.
Right on. Oh, goodness. Thank you, animals. Unicorn. Excellent. You got another one, right?
Yeah.
Got a couple more, I think.
Yeah, white.
And also a whiter shade of pale. And adds a melody that sometimes you just can't stop hearing. So it's one of my all-time favorites.
Does that end up really running through your head a lot after band practice?
Yeah. Years ago, I worked a little stint surveying in the oil fields, and that song got in my head, and I'd never really learned it before, but somehow all the lyrics came into my head from I don't know where. I mean, I'd heard it over the years, but I never actually, like, studied it closely. It was pretty interesting that they were in there.
You've played with a lot of bands, John, and so you've never covered Whiter Shade of Pale?
I've never covered that until I started doing it myself.
Wow, so Kinky Slinky is the first band that you've performed that with?
I've performed it with a few others, but it's a mainstay of Kinky Slinky.
And that song almost closes out the set out here.
It starts off with Whiter Shade of Pale in what we call the White Black White trilogy. We go from Whiter Shade of Pale to Painted Black or the Stones, and then finish it off with White Rabbit. So,
which is very key, because you've got a rabbit in the background running around.
Really, I still don't know where you're getting the stuff from, Laura.
And I know, because it's radio this time with Alaska Almost Live, and I have to tell you, John, as I was operating that dolly, there were rabbits running around back there.
Okay, I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, could have been snowshoe hares.
Yeah. Pretty sure is a snowshoe hare, and what is it, little brown bats we have here in Alaska? I've seen one in our backyard at one time. Yeah, I saw one out here in the garden just today. I think it was a puppet, but
okay, yeah, sweet.
All right.
Skipped the light, Fandango, and turned car wheels across the floor. I was feeling kind of seasick. The crowd called out for more.
the ceiling flew away. When we call out for another drink, the waiter brought a tray. As the miller told his tale, that her face at first just ghostly. The waiter should have paid.
Dance with me before the morning comes. Na 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 na.
makes you small. And the ones that mother gives you don't do anything at all. Go ask Alice when she's 10 feet tall. And if you go chasing rabbits and you know you're going to fall, tell them a hookah smoking caterpillar has given you the call Alice, when she was just small. When the men on the chessboard get up and tell you where you go,
has been wonderful. Had a great time.
Yeah. Thank you so much to Summer Sessions and to UAF and to all the animals.
Yeah.
And don't forget.
1, 2, 3, 4.
All you need is love. All you need is love. All you need is love. Love is all you need.
Everybody, one more time.
All you need is love. All you need is love. All you need is love. Love. All you need is love.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, great. Great.
And I love rain.
I know, I got my shower for the day.
Thank you, animals. I saw you back there.
Bravo to the animals.
Bravo to Summer Sessions. Thank you so
much. Thank you. Kinky Slinky. Thank you so much for being my guests on today's Alaska Live.
Thank you so much for having us, Lori. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Mary Beth, it was a pleasure. Bill Schnabel, thanks for being here. And John Keach, so good to see you.
Yeah, we'll do it again.
Do it again.
Thanks, Lori.
For the performance part of today's Alaska Almost Live, a big thanks goes to Josh Bennett of Sound Reinforcement Specialist, James Bartlett on sound, Joel Parrott from Alaska Universal Productions, and Michelle Bartlett with UAF Summer Sessions and Music in the Garden. For KUAC's Alaska Almost Live, I'm Lori Neufeld.
Oh, my God. Okay, wait a second. I have a spider on my mic, so just a second.
Is that going to be in the interview, the spider on the mic? Because it should be.
Yeah.
And it came from the Ozzy. Do you want...
Would you like some help?
Here, what?
No, it's okay. I got it. Thank you. Thank you, though.
Okay.
I got this. Critters are the theme. Okay, it's gone the other way. I love spiders. I just...
We can tell.
Yeah.
It was very obvious with your response, Lori.
They do have that element of surprise, though. I do think that spiders that close to my mouth, just not okay. Because I don't want the spider to get harmed. Teeth are harmful. Music in the Garden and Alaska Almost Live happen out here in nature, so sometimes you have things like spiders on microphones and stuff.
Yeah, everything's fine.
Support for the Alaska Live series of live music and conversation on KUAC is made possible by a grant from Design Alaska. Design Alaska, strengthening the community through support of the arts.